This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier about hurricanes. Well, believe it or not, 2022 has been a pretty quiet year for another kind of climate-related disaster, wildfires. But the odds are that next year won't be. As the planet warms, wildfires are becoming more frequent and more extreme. And the cost is growing, too. A new report from the Pew Charitable Trust says federal spending on wildfire management has doubled over the last decade. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how state and local governments are faring.
Fighting wildfires is expensive. Take those airplanes that fly over them and drop that red fire retardant.
When I was a firefighter, I used to think that was the coolest thing. Now all I see is dollar bills flinging out of the bottom of the airplane.
George Geisler is the state forester in Washington now, and he says just one load of that fire retardant can cost up to $10,000. And the airplane itself?
It could cost you $1,000 to $2,000, $3,000 an hour, just when the propellers are spinning.
And that's just a tiny fraction of the total cost of wildfires.
The Outdoor Shakespeare Festival in Oregon was canceled, and it is millions of tourism dollars in this one small community.
And all the lost tax revenue that goes with it. There's also the damage to natural resources and forests.
Our watersheds are getting burned up. The water quality goes into the toilet, literally. And then what happens is you have to spend more money to purify water and prepare it for human consumption.
All sorts of costs are rising as climate change makes wildfires more frequent and more destructive.
For many, many years and decades, really, those other costs that come to the surface following a wildfire event have been overlooked.
Kimiko Barrett, a wildfire researcher at Headwaters Economics, says that's starting to change. State and local governments are now thinking and talking more about the need to keep track of everything.
With respect to damage and the costs that are associated, not just for suppression, but what we're seeing with these rebuilding efforts.
But really getting the full picture is complicated. There are so many different costs associated with fighting and recovering from wildfires, and with trying to prevent them. And they're borne by lots of different agencies at different levels of government at different times. There are some numbers that give a sense of how much wildfire-related costs have been rising. Federal spending by the two main agencies that manage wildfires, the Department of the Interior and the Forest Service, has doubled in the last decade. Colin Ford, a lead author on the Pew study, says state spending data is harder to get.
But to give one example, Washington's average annual spending on wildfires more than tripled when you compare the first half of the 2010s to the second half.
In many states, Ford says, all of the increased costs are starting to put a strain on budgets more broadly, because most of the money states spend on wildfires comes from the same pot they use to pay for everything else.
So when a big fire happens, that's inherently taking away from other priorities in the state budget, things that affect people's everyday lives. Things like human services, K-12 education, healthcare.
That's true of other climate-related disasters too, including hurricanes and floods. But Ching Miao at the Rochester Institute of Technology says disasters don't affect all communities in the same way.
There is very substantial social disparity in disaster recovery and responses.
A recent study she did, focusing on county governments, found low-income communities tend to lose more tax revenue than wealthy communities do after disasters. And they tend to get less state and federal aid.
So the current system does not seem to really support their recovery.
Low-income communities also tend to get less federal funding for mitigation projects that would make them less vulnerable to future disasters. The first step to changing that, she says, is knowing more about how much governments are actually spending and where the money's going. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.